This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Leize ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Amidalid, Amid Aled. 11 shulis are from the bottom. El Amar Apollo. This sugya is not following the shita of Rabbi Abo and Chizkiya, who learned Isa Hanoe by Shehanisko, the Chomet of Pesach, from the expression lo ye ochel or lo seichel. This sugya follows a different shita. So you started at the bottom of previous Amud Beis with one pasuk. You want to bring your ayah, and he rejected that proof. Then you started with another pasuk, a second proof, and rejected it. Then you tried a third one, which is a combination of the two, and rejected it. Now a fourth. The fourth one is something like the previous one, but it's a different pasuk, in which you want to learn Isa Hanoe on all the Yisuri Achille. Now most of the Yisuri Achille we learned from Sukkim that they're Muta Behanoi. So there remains only Chomets of Pesach and Sher HaNisko. These two are the ones that are affected by this limit. So if we learn from this limit that Yisur Achille means Yisur HaNoi too, it applies to Sher HaNisko and Chomets of Pesach. For all other Yisuri Achille there is a limit that is Muta Behanoi. But in these two, we have no limit that is muta b'hanoi, so we're looking for a limit that is also b'hanoi. So Chizki and Rabbi Abu learn each one their own way. Chizki says, lo ye ochel, by Shehanisko Chomet HaPesach. And Rabbi Abu says, any language is rachila, unless the Torah permits or not. So these two are the ones that are affected. And this sugya is trying to find smach for Isa Hanoi by these two from other psukim. First, talk that over. Let me start. So again, Chavad Aleph, Omid Aleph, 11 Shulis up from the bottom. Elom Arab Papim. Mehoche from here. We have Bosar Ashayiga Bechol Tome Lo Ye Ocha. Bosar of Kedish, that becomes Tome, cannot be eaten. For Ish Yisar. Now he says, Shein Talmud Leimah Lo Yochel. It doesn't have to say Lo Yochel, because we'll soon see, we have a proof from elsewhere that you can't eat it, if the Basar Kedish is Talmud. So now Talmud, why do they have to tell us Lo Yochel? In Eino Inyan Leguvit, since we don't need it for itself, the whole Nafka, how do we know from elsewhere that it's also Be'achila? We learn it from the Kalba Chaymel, in Maisa Kal, Maisa is more lenient. Maisa Sheni is more lenient than Basar Kedish. And still, by Maisa Sheni, when it's Tomei, you can't eat it. So Basar Kedish, when it's Tomei, sure they can't eat it. As follows the mother of Maisa HaKal. Maisa is much more lenient. Omro Teo. Lo Be'alti Mimene V'Tomei. I didn't use it up when it was Tomei. Basar Kedish, which is Koma, Lo Koshake. So therefore, we don't need a pasuk to tell me that Basar Kedish shouldn't be eaten. The Chitev, any of you would say, we need a pasuk here too. It shouldn't be eaten. And you should not learn the Kal Vachomer from Maisa. Why? Ein mazhir min adin. You cannot learn La, a Malkus, from the Kal Vachomer. And therefore the Torah wrote here, Lo Ye'ochel, by Basar Kedish became Tomei. To tell that there is a Malkus, because by means of the Kal Vachomer, he would not know Malkus. So he said, Keshu, it's not merely a Kal Vachomer, it's a Hekesh too. The Torah compares Maisa Sheni to Basar Kedish. Dichsiv, lo sucha alecho bishiorecho, you cannot eat in your cities, Maisa de Gonta Tiroshi Yitzharecho, means you have to go to Yerushalayim, also Bechoyre is Bekorcho. Now he compares the Korbanos, Becheiros, and it mentions some more things. So it mentions Korbanos with Maaseh Sheni. So it's a Hekesh. If it's a Hekesh, can't ask any kashas. Ein Meshiva Nala Hekesh. So just like Maaseh Sheni will be Atem Yeni B'Tamit, Asi Yidi B'Tamai, so also Kedesh, Becheiros, and other Kodeshim. You surely cannot eat B'Tamit because of the Hekesh. So Ma Talmud Lema, why did the Torah say by Basa Kedesh that touches something Talmud lo ye ochel? Im ein inyan agum, you don't need it for itself. So now inyan achol, Yisur Moshiva to apply to all the things in the Torah that are also. Everything in the Torah that's also is also included in lo ye ochel. Im ein inyan achila, because all the things everywhere, it has an Isra achila on them separately. Said the first Isra achila. So what's this low se'ochol, the superfluous one written here? Come, they'll teach us about all the Yisuri Achila. It comes to add that not only all those things are also Achila, so now even apply it to Anoy. So that's how he's learning now. Abosha of Kedesh, Ashayiga b'chol tomeh lo ye ochel. We don't need a pasuk to tell us that, because Abosha of Kedesh will learn a hekesh from Ma'aseh Sheni if it's tomeh lo ye ochel. So why does it say lo ye ochel here? The teacher everywhere else, Yisuri Achila is also lo yochol, which means not it can be eaten because it says befeish all those Yisuri can be eaten. I come as a pesach sharam miskol, so it comes to add that it's also b'hanoya too. Say that. E means if that's the case, ma kan b'sreife av kol Yisuri shavatera b'sreife b'osra kedish. That touches Tomei, Torah says it'll be burned. If you learn all the other Yisurim Shabbat Torah, also Banoia, just like Basra Kedesh, so you should say it's also required all Yisurim Torah says, like Hamas Apesha and Nisko. You have to burn it? No other way of getting rid of it? Oh, Marcos, and for the Gemara, Pasuk says, now he's taking an element from attempt number two. Remember, this is the fourth attempt. And attempt number two, he said this thing. So it takes elements from attempt number two and uses it in number four. Hanoisa. So after this, Hanoisa Ba'esh. Now that's the purpose. He said, we saw after Ba'esh because he's talking about Noisa. But since he puts in the word Noisa, it's emphasized, only emphasized here. You have to burn Hanoisa Ba'esheifa. Ba'in called Yisur and Shabbat Yosha. Otherwise, you don't need Seifa. So therefore, all Yisur and Shabbat Torah, we learned that they're also b'hanoya, but tzreifa is not necessary from the word hanoisa, which is written here. Say that. Oh, my Lord, Abina Rabashi. In a later generation, they were discussing this piece of Gemara. So Abina said, Rabashi, who tells you that this love that's written here by Bosor Kedesh, that becomes Tomei Lo Ye Ochel, is superfluous? To teach us a Chomaj of Pesach, Mashiach Nishkal Asa B'Hanoye, maybe a Malave Ola Bishnei Lavin. Maybe it comes to tell us that in addition to the Lav of Bosa Kedesh, which is Tomek, which we learn, for the Hekesh of Maisha Sheni, there's another Lav. It needed for itself, not to teach us everywhere else things are Asa B'Hanoye, no. It's needed to tell us that this was a Kedesh. Not only there's a love, since you learn from Maaseh Sheni the Tomei. So was a Kedesh the Tomei, there's a love, fine, there's one love. And now there's Lo Yochel, another love. And where do you find that the Torah puts more than one love? He said, we do find. Me, love me, Omar Abay Din Abaya, say, Ochel Putisa. If he ate a Sheretz of the Maya, a water sheretz. Like Yahweh gets four times malchus. For one thing, there are four lavim. Nimolo like Yahweh. If he's an ant, there are five lavim. The Rashi brings each case, one of the lavim, brings the psukim. Siram, if he eats a wasp, a flying insect, like Yahweh. So we see there's more than one lav sometimes. So let's say Basra Kedesh, that's Tamei. In addition to the love that you learn from Maaseh Sheni, this love is written here, Lo Yochel. Say two love, say that. I said it twice already, I'll say it again a third time. One lav is we learn Bosa Kedesh Tome. We learn it's a lav from a Hekesh from Maisa Shene Tome. Just like Maisa Shene is a lav, Bosa Kedesh Tome is also a lav. That's a Hekesh. And then there's a lav that says Lo Yeoko by Bosa Kedesh Tome. Two lavim. So why don't you say that these two lavim both go on eating Bosa Kedesh Tome? But who said it's a superfluous law to teach us elsewhere that Homer's a Pesach, Shadnish, Kolos, about Noah? Again, let's say it's talking about this, what it says here, Bosak Kedesh Tomei. In addition to the law that you learned, Bosak Kedesh from Isa Shady, that Tomei, Bosak Kedesh Tomei is a law, there's another law, Lodosak, shouldn't you? And Tulim Omar, he said, Kol Hechadi, Kelimidlish Dashim, wherever we can Dashim. And avoid saying too loud in Darshan. We do Darshan that. We don't try to explain it with extra loud. It's where you have openly too loud in, you can't get out of it. Too loud in, so it means a loud here and a loud here. But all the loud I mentioned, they're loud from different psukim, and therefore each pasuk comes to say a loud for a different pasuk. It's open loud. Here there's no loud openly, it's only because you learned the Hekesh. So therefore, since we have one law here that we can say is superfluous, the heck is enough, so the law that's written we say we use to teach somewhere else, it's also behanoi, say that. Since you already started explaining that pasuk, Abosha Shayigir Hol Tome, and we learn from that, that is telling us Shah Niskal, Chomez Epes Osabhanoe, but there's some more elements in that pasuk that is superfluous. What do you do with those superfluous elements? It says, it's written before too. What do you do with that pasuk? That pasuk is Larabas Eid Simul of Oino. To add even 8 wood of the Ma'arocha that you put on the fire. And the Lavoina that you burn, although these are not macholim, they're not edibles, you can't eat the wood, you can't eat the Lavoina. Lavoina is like dried pieces of incense, you can't eat them. Still, if they touch something as tame, there's a lav on them too, if a person would chew them. So if a person would chew a piece of wood from the Marocha, that's tame, is eiva, on a lav. That's a chiddush. That's why they have that extra abosa. Then he asked our bosha called Torah Yehol Bosha. The same is written later in the pasuk. What do we need that for? And the same Indian. Yeah, this pasuk, our bosha, is called Torah Yehol Bosha. But it told me not. So he said, the rab is Emurim. First he wants to say, he comes to add Emurim. Now, Emurim are something not fit to eat at all because it's burned on the Mizbeah. Nobody ever eats it. But he wants to tell us, that emurim also, if it's tame, is it's not considered like dirt, like refesh? No. It's considered also like something, and if it's tame, it's a lot of eating. Fragen die Gemurre, emurim are also nachke. Emurim are derived from someplace else. You don't need this pasuk. But we learn the Tanya, nefesh asher toichal boso, mizera hashlom asher la'ashem. Now, asher la'ashem is superfluous. We know shlomim are la'ashem. We don't have to be told the Shlomo or Hashem. So Hashem comes to add that part of the Shlomo goes to Hashem. The other parts of the Shlomo are eaten. But one part of the Shlomo, that's the Emurim, that's the Chalev, is burned on the Mizbeach, Hashem. So that also, the Chalev and the Emurim, or whatever else is burned on the Mizbeach, if it's Tomei, it also there's a lav. The lav is the Emurim. So therefore, what do you need a posse called Torah Yerchol Bosa, the Rabbi Seymour, if we're learning the Emurim from Hashem, and Frigmar. They're two different subjects. This passage you just quoted, Nefesh, Asher Techol Bosa, Mizrach, as long as Asher Lashem, is Ma'obe the Emurim, if the Emurim become Tome. Well, we are bringing a passage called Torah Yerchol Bosa, not if the Emurim are Tome, if the person is Tome. Is also to eat Emurim. That's a different subject. Awesome there, the Pasuk that we're bringing above Kol Torah Holbos Tumas Haguf is because, so therefore, it's talking about Tumas Haguf. It's a separate subject. Hochav Tumas Bosa Bela. Posum there the posig anefesh asher techol bosa. V'zev ha'ashem asher la'ashem. The Tumose Ola. They're talking about that. If the person is Tame, they're talking about Kores. The person is Tame and eats bosa. Not only bosa, he eats a murim. All the murim is something that's not usually eaten. It goes on the mizbeach la'ashem. Even then, there's Kores. It's a separate subject. But our posig, it says, Kol Torah Yechol Bosa is talking about Bosa as Tome. The Bosa is Tome, there's a lot. Say that. Murim of the Tome. So therefore, this is talking about a Murim of the Tome, and they're talking about the person is Tome eats a Murim. Two different subjects. Say that. So two separate Limudim. One limit over there is that a Tome who eats a Murim is also chayim kores, as if he had eaten other parts that are edible. And this pasuk here that we wrote before comes to say that if a murim become tameh, and a person that's toyah eats it, is eron alav. Tumis haguf is kores, a person is tameh, he's his kores. If he's bosa, that's tameh, but he is toyah, it's alav. So Agmar previously is talking about bosa, that a murim became tamei, it's a lot to eat it. Over there it's talking, the person is tamei, and he eats a murim, it's chayav kores. Omer Abohu, now starts a sugya. A new sugya. Omer Abohu, Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisurin Sheba Toiro, Ein Leikin Alei, when there's the Malkis, Eledera Achilos. If he eats them in a normal way, the Mutimai, what do you want to exclude, what's not normal? If he ate raw fat, fat you never eaten raw, it's always rendered, it's cooked before you eat it. If he ate raw fat, it's potah, because that's called not derech achilas. So therefore, we learn, whenever it says isar achila, achila means eating like normal people eat. To eat something that normal people don't eat, it's not called achila, even though he ate it. He ate raw fat, it wasn't cooked. So his potter doesn't get malchus. Say that. He get the army. Others say that Rabba Bo says something else. Oh, my Rabba Bo, my Rabbi Yehudin, Kol Yisuri Shabbat Torah, that are also Bahanoia. In the first member, he's talking about Yisuri Achila. Now he's saying Yisuri Hanoia, Ein Leike Nalei Nalei Hanos. He gets malchus only when he's Nehene in a normal, natural way. The Mutimai to exclude what? Amar Rav Shimei Barash, the Muti to exclude. Shimeiniya Chelev, Shosher Anisko, Agavi Makosai, and he put Chelev, or Shosher Anisko, on his wound. A Chelev is the derech to eat it. You don't use it to put on a wound. He put it on his wound, although it's a Hanoe, Shihu Potter. A Chelev, he would use it, let's say, to lubricate the wheels of his wagon. Because chela is used for lubricating too. But chela on the wound is not a derech. And since he used the shloki derech hamas, all the yad anoyah from it is potter. So now there are two members. First member is talking about Israel achila, he's only chayav derech achilosa. And that's the Israel anoyah, only chayav derech hamas. Naturally, we understand. A Israel anoyah also. If he ate it not in the right way you're supposed to eat it, it's also Shaloki the other Hamas. Say that inside. The Kol Shekei Eichel Chele Chayin Shur, he ate raw Chele, Shur Potter. Chele is Potter because it's not the Derech HaChele. And even Chele of Asher HaNiskel is also Bahanoia, if you ate it, is also Potter. But it's not Derech HaNoia and HaChele to eat raw Chele. Itman now learned also on the Rabbacher Bar Avi on the Rabbas and Rabbiyachin, in the Achelev Shesher Anish Cholgabi Makose, Potter, or the Sosha Bahanoia, the Fisher called Yisur and Shabbat Tero, and Lekin Alev Elder Hanos. Now he wants to bring a proof from the Mishnah to support what Rabbi Yechonah said, that Isur HaNoe is like only Derech HaNosam. Ein Seifkin es Rabbi, you don't get Malkus, which you all. All is also HaNoe. Elo ala Yeitze min HaZeitze min HaNovim Belag. Only what you squeeze out of olives or grapes of olive. So that's a Derech to squeeze out, is use olives and grapes. That's called Derech HaNosam. You squeeze out juice, the grapes, and or the oil out of olives, as Derech HaNosam, and he gets Malkus for using that. Ilo mitusim, but other fruits, that's another Derech to squeeze, if he would have anoia from the juice of these pears that are olal, he wouldn't be chayav. I don't know why. Lav, isn't it mishum de lo kochel Derech HaNosam, not eating away of the anoia. You don't squeeze out the figs. Eat the figs. Don't squeeze them. A man that squeezes figs for their juice, and by drinking the juice, he wouldn't be chayav malchus for Isur HaNoe Ola. So we see that Isur HaNoe Ola is only Derech HaNosam. Say that. Omar Abaya. Abaya said, and that's what he wanted to tell us, that the juice of figs is potter from Ola, because it's not Derech HaNosam. He could have told a bigger chiddush. They ate the pere itself. Shalog Derech HaNosam. Let's say he cooked an orange of Ola. Nobody cooks oranges. Cooked an orange of Ola and he ate it. It's potter. Why mention the juice? Even the pere itself is potter. Shalog Derech HaNosam. But since he mentions the juice, there must be a different reason here. This would be right. Yashmin and Pere Gufi, we told us about the Pere itself, the local Ochole Derech HaNosam, it didn't eat it in a normal way, and it's potter like cooking an orange. Shabbat, good. It would be a good proof to you. Elohoka, but here, why do you mention the juice of figs? It's a different reason. Rishum de Zeyo, be almost only considered a perspiration, just like if a fruit perspires. It's not called a fruit, so squeezing a juice out of the fig is not called the fruit. And the Torah only says, us to eat the fruit of Allah. But the Zayah, the perspiration of the fruit, is nothing. It's not choshev at all. And therefore, there's no proof. The reason is potter is not because he ate a shlok de hanasa. He didn't eat the other fruit. He ate Zayah only sweat alone. The fruit was sweating. So you need for a different proof. We have to seek another proof. But here, this proof is not talking about eating Ola, it's talking about the Zeyav Ola, and reading his pot is not because Shalok Derech HaNosam. It's pot because it's not the fruit itself at all, it's something else, it's not called Ola. Say that. Omar Rabbi, how come everybody will agree, even though we just learned from Rabbi Yechonah, that Shalok Derech HaNosam, it doesn't get malchus for all those things that are also b'hanoya, or all those things that are also b'achila, each log derech achila, doesn't get malchus? Everybody agrees, b'kila ha'kera. If he planted tuah in a vineyard, so whatever grows subsequently, the grapes and the tuah are also b'hanoya. Shalokin aleya na'afilu shalok derech ha'nosi gets malchus, even if he uses it in an unnatural way to have anoya. Let's say even though he'll take the grapes and use it to lubricate his wheels, nobody does that, or whatever it is, even to sit on the grapes, to sit on them, let's say, makes a pile and sits on them, or he bathes himself in the grapes. Anyway, it's unnatural, still is chayav. Kila ha'kerem is different. Why is that? Why is it an exception? She be chayav even shalok derech ha'nosam? My time of why? Mishum delog sifu achila. Oh, now we know. It has to say the word achila. If the Torah says you shouldn't eat it, now sometimes it means hanoya too. But since the eating, it refers to a normal way of using it. Either a normal way of eating it or a normal way of using it. So if it's isra achila, it's only chayev if he eats it in a normal way. Isra hanoya, only chayev if he uses it in a normal way. But the word achila comes to tell us it has to be normal. But by Kila HaKem, it doesn't say anything about eating. It says is kilakhan pen tigdash, it's osa. Tigdash means it comes kodesh, it's osa, you have to burn it up. That's all it said. Don't say the word achila. Don't say the word achila. So therefore, any way you use it, even shalog yahanos is also a way to say that. Later we'll see that also bosa b'chola. It doesn't say the word achila, it says lo sevashal. So even though bosa b'chola is osa b'hanoya, but he gets a malchus, shalog yahanosa. Bosa b'chola, cook beef and milk together, and he uses it in a natural way, but he has anoya from it. So he gets malchus. So now we know kilay akeren one, and later we'll see bosa b'chol. I know. Meisri isa ben yud yesterkash isa ben yudaim ida tana. Me naim le bosa b'chol of shehu osa. Now the Torah doesn't say anything about isa. It says you shouldn't cook, but that should be osa to eat it. Doesn't say. Now Makana said by bosa b'chol. Ki am kodesh ato lo sevashal bi b'chalev imo. So it says am kodesh by the pasuk of bosa b'chola. In the emal hal by nevela it says an she kodesh tieli. You shouldn't eat any nevela. So it says mal hal just like there by nevela. It's also you can't eat the nevela. Am kan by bosa b'chola it's also. So lo negzer v'shoda am kodesh and bosa b'chola from am kodesh by nevela. That therefore, Basel Holland is also Osa. The only I only know Ella Bachila. They have no Emina, and how do I know that Basel Holland is also Banoia too? Or Mada Kalbachem, as follows. Madoch Ola, Shehi, Shalom Neva Bavila. Planting Ola is not there. You planted a fruit tree the first 3 years, so the fruit is Osa Banoia. There are neighbors involved, too. It's Osa Banoia. And the Torah says you have to burn it up. Asura Banoi, despite the fact that Naveh was on Bosa Behola, Shinev de Baveh, the Torah said you shouldn't cook it, and he did cook it together. And it is a shuri, it should be also Banoi. That's his Kalbachema, that Bosa Behola, in an Osa Bachil, was also Banoi too. So the Vaisa goes on. I said, we can refute that. We say, Ma, what's the case with Olo, that it's also Banoi? Even though no Aveira was done, she came lo hoysa lo shas hakesha. It never had a time when it was muta. Not peiris that were muta, and then it became osa because of Ola. No, from the beginning the peiris were Ola. That's why they're osa ba'anoya. Toi ma'al be'bosa be'cholah, shoysa lo shas hakesha. Before the bosa was muta, and the cholah was muta. By cooking it together, who said it becomes osa ba'anoya? You can't learn it from Ola. He says, Chomet the Pesach here. Chomet the Pesach, four Pesach, the Chomet was Mutzah Ba'anoi, and the Shas Akesha. And then it becomes also Ba'anoi and Pesach. So therefore also, Bosa B'chol can be the same. Shehoi the Shas Akesha. Also Ba'anoi. So therefore, Bosa B'chol is the same. So he says, no, Ma, what's the case with Bosa B'chol, the Chomet the Pesach? She came on this chorus. It's more severe. Therefore, it's also Ba'anoi because it's chorus. Same of a boss of a hollow, it's only a lot. She ate all this curse. So maybe a boss of a hollow should not become also Banoi, but it didn't have, because it had a Shas Akesha before. At first it was Muta, and therefore it should become also Banoi. You can't learn from Chomets, because Chomets is curse, but Hollow is no curse. So he said, Kila Akerem Yechiru, Kila Akerem. She ain't on this curse. Just a lot in Osa Ba'anoya, so what's the Chol also? That's how the Baisha says. Now, what are you going to deduce from this Baisha? What will they learn from this Baisha? We'll soon see. First, say the Baisha. Before we proceed, there are two questions here. One question Mr. Hostin asked, how can you learn the Kalvachayma, the Bosa Ba'chol? Should be Osa Ba'anoya, Eimaz Hire Min Adin. Can't learn Malchus from a Kalvachema? And the answer is, he's not learning Malchus from a Kalvachema. Because it says, Lo Sevashal Gdi Bechalev Imo. There's a lav already there. When do you say, Eimasim, when there's no lav? You want to learn a lav from someplace else, like an Omet Allah. You want to learn Bosa Tomei from Maisa Sheni Tomei. When there was no lav at Bosa Tomei, I would know it to Maisa Sheni Tomei. But here, there's a lot of basar v'chala. Only the Kal Vachomer tells what the lav includes. It's a different story. When there's a lav, he's just telling the lav includes it. That's not called Nasir Mandian. There's another question here. Taisa asks. He's learning from a Kal Vachomer that basar v'chala is also ba'anoye. Why didn't he learn Isa basar v'chala, achila? The same Kal Vachomer. Why does he have to have a pasuk? He learns Am Kodesh by Basar v'chala from Am Kodesh by Nevela. Says Osir ba'achila. The same Kal Vachomer. There's learning by Anoyek. Kavra achila too. Madoch kilei akera. Shelo nevdo ba'avera. Is Osir ba'achila and Anoyek. So Basar v'chala. But there's none of it. Sure, it's Osir ba'achila and Anoyek. So why did he have the Kal Vachomer? They exert a shove above to learn that Basar v'chala is also ba'achila. Talk about the second kasha. The volunteers. Amata Kal Vachomer. When you get Kal Vachomer, that Basar v'chala is also ba'hanoya. It's a Kal Vachomer from over. The case is Isra Achila. So above, why do you need to exert a shove? To learn Isra Achila by Basar v'chala. The same Kal Vachomer teaches Isra Achila also by Basar v'chala. He couldn't learn a Kal Vachomer Ola. I could refute the Kal Vachomer. I could say, Chayrish v'Sherech HaMeir. Those he was plowing with the Sherech HaMeir. That's also to do. Or Chayshim Pipor, or threshing the grain by muzzling the behemoth that's doing the threshing. Salah. Yochir is a proof. The Nev Debar there, Avera was done, the Shor of Achil, and still the products of their labor is with the Ba'achila. So the fact that Avera was done doesn't mean something is also Ba'achila. So the fact that Bosa Ba'achila, just because Avera was done, you say, Kal Vachomer, surely it's also Ba'achila, Madach Ola. No Avera is done, it's also Ba'achila. Bosa Ba'achila didn't Avera, surely also Ba'achila. The fact that Avera was done doesn't mean it's also Ba'achila. Like you see, Vachera de Sheva Chamea, or Chesim Pipora. So he has to learn, like he said, Shavu, first, Am Kodesh from Am Kodesh, just like Nevela is also Bachila, so Am Kodesh by Basar v'chala is also Bachila. So now, once it's established, Basar v'chala is also Bachila, I'll have to be all with me, call Yisra Bachila, like a Mema Tochia, can't see Tochia from Chorosh v'Sheva Chamea. The Hamu Kodesh is Shavu v'chala Bachila. Chorosh v'Sheva Chamea v'chala Bachila. Chesim v'chala v'chala Bachila. So there now he can wait. A comfortable Kal Vachomer. Madoch Ola. It's an Avera. Is also Ba'anoya. Basar v'chala. Which is an Avera. And it's also Osir Ba'achila like any other thing. It's surely also Ba'anoya. Say that please. And finish the Gemara. Seven lines down on the top of the next line. Bim'isa. Seven lines down. Bim'isa. If it's true that Kilaya Kevin is Asher Shaloka Dat Ham also. How can he bring a proof that Basar v'chala? That's also Bahanoya. Let's say, Nifa, let him refute it. Let him say, Mali Kilakam, what's the case of Kilakam that's also Bahanoya? She came Lake and Alayam Afila Shaloka Dat Ham also. But Basar v'chala, how do you know it's also Bahanoya? You have no reason to say it's also Shaloka Dat Ham also. It's thinking out Basar v'chala. If we learn that it's also Ba'anoya, it's also Ba'anoya. But that Kalok Del Hanos, I wouldn't know. So therefore, what are you bringing proof in Kilak Helen? That's just like there's also Ba'anoya. So Basar v'chala is also Ba'anoya. What's the comparison? Kilak Helen is so extremely also Ba'anoya that it's even also the Kalok Del Hanos, like you said above. But Basar v'chala, even if you learn it's also Ba'anoya, you wouldn't say it's also Kalok Del Hanos. So I came in Basar v'chala and killed Akher. That's a kasha. Abayu says it's not a good kasha. Abayu said above that killed Akher is also Ba'anoya. Shlok Del Hanos. It's no kasha. Tema Abayu. What do they say? Tema Basar v'chala is different. Tema Basar v'chala. Shein Leko Shlok Del Hanos. Nein. Basar v'chala is also Shlok Del Hanos. Because Otu be Basar v'chala Achille Ksiva Bey. Does it say Achille? So no, don't say the word Achila Basar v'chala, say Losh HaVashal. So they have a Basar v'chala, the same as Kilei HaKerem. Just like Kilei HaKerem. It's also Ba'anoya. in Osmanai Shaloka Delachan Osman also, Sabasa Lacholov. If it's also Banai, it's also Shaloka Delachan Osman. So there's no pilcha to say that Kila Akerim is more chomer than Bosomol. First, say that inside. The Baraisha brought a proof from Kila Akerim that it's Loka Shaloka Delachan Osman, that Osman Banai. Kila Akerim is also Banai. They have a Bosom Lacholov, it should also be also Banai. That's what Baraisha said. We'll leave out some of the background. The Baraisa said, Kila Akerim is also Banai, so Bosom Lacholov is also also Banai. So the Baraisa asked, if Kila Akerim is also Banai, even Shaloka Delachan Osman, it's very chomer. How can you bring a proof in here to Bosom Lacholov that he would be also Banai, and wouldn't be also Shaloka Delachan Osman? The Rabbi says, who said that? Surely. If Bosom Lacholov is also Banai, it's also Banai, also Shaloka Delachan Osman. But you don't have the word Achila by Bosom Lacholov. Either the other one who considered it a good, considered it a good kasha, he says, the kamesh and the kasha, a good solar holes, the hoche called gama, and we learned from the veila at the beginning. Bosom Lacholov from the veila. Ma ne veila, del hanose, and not del hanose, no isa ne veila, and Bosom Lacholov del hanose. So therefore, we have a machlekes amoraim now. One amoraim says we learn Bosom Lacholov. A gezeres shore am kodesh. From the veila, that just like the veila is also be'achila. Bosom Lacholov is also be'achila. So he also learns just like the veila is only also derech hanoase, and also derech hachimase, also Bosom Lacholov. So according to that, amoraim, Bosom Lacholov, shalok derech hanoase is not eva. But Abaye holds Bosom Lacholov, it's just like Kili Akerim, and even Shlok Yohanos says, Eva, why? Because Bosom Lacholov don't have the word Losechel. Achila is not mentioned there. So you have a machlekes amaroyim, if Bosom Lacholov, if it's Eva, Shlok Yohanos, you have to stop it. Let's talk over briefly, and we'll stop it. The same piece over again, because the time is late. The same piece we'll say again next week. Same piece of Gemara. There's a minute of Amaya downstairs.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.